If you want to improve, you must be content to be thought foolish. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, in our Wellness Wednesday segment, we learn about how to keep your ego from ruining your life. Enjoy.
Almost every single self-improvement YouTuber, self-improvement book, motivational speaker will tell you how important it is to have confidence. Confidence in yourself, confidence in everything that you do. They'll also go on and on and on about how important it is to have high self-esteem and to feel sure about yourself and to know that no matter what you set your mind to, you're capable of doing it. Never accept less than what you think you're worth. Never stay in a job that you don't like. Don't keep doing things that you don't truly love. And as a society, we just sort of accept this advice as if it's gospel, as if there is no downside to this radical self-assurance. But like any philosophy, I think it's unwise to not question it. And I think that this sort of blind optimism is worth questioning. In fact, I think it's the very reason why so many people feel so stuck in life. Because one of the main downsides to this unconditional self-confidence in everything that you do is that it can quickly turn into an inflated sense of what we're capable of, which blinds us from correcting our weaknesses, changing paths if something's not working. And that can really prevent us from improving our lives or making progress in any substantial way. Because there's a word for an inflated sense of self-confidence, one that's beyond the realm of reality. We call that ego. You know, when your sense of your own capabilities and importance in life is bigger than reality itself, it's called having a big ego. And sometimes having a big ego is really difficult to spot. I know for a fact it was in my own life. I've talked a lot on this channel about how when I went to university, it wasn't a filmmaking specific university. So in my intro level film classes, I was the best filmmaker in the room, or so I thought. But as soon as somebody in the class had a film that maybe they put more effort into than I did, I felt threatened by this and I was in denial. I started looking for faults in their work, and there's no way that they know how to work a camera or have better cinematography than I do. And that blinded myself from my own weaknesses in my work. You know, I was living in this sort of fantasy land where I'm this master filmmaker, even though I'm not even close to being that. And I knew I wasn't, but my ego was blinding me from the reality. It was blinding me from my weaknesses and things that I needed to work on, which prevented me from reaching the goal of actually becoming a masterful filmmaker, a goal which I'm nowhere near accomplishing. Your ego is kind of addicting. It tells you all the nice things that you want to hear. It tells you how good and special and talented you are, but it doesn't really help you improve. You know, your ego is different from confidence because confidence stems from competence. As you get better at things, you develop a track record of being competent at that thing so that you know for a fact that you can pull this off. You're capable of doing this. That's confidence. You gain confidence through repetition and mastery. Your ego tells you that you're talented and special and you can do whatever you want to do, but it's not actually grounded in a track record of success. I think one of the most common examples of people's ego getting in the way of their success is when they're working a job that they feel like they're better than. Maybe it's an entry-level position, maybe they're working at a fast food restaurant, they're flipping burgers, and they have an undergraduate degree and they're super educated in some field, yet they still find themselves stuck in entry-level jobs. And they start thinking to themselves, what am I doing here? I'm better than this. I'm more educated than all of my peers. I deserve better. A lot of the time, that's just your ego talking. It's blinding you from the reality that perhaps your resume isn't that impressive to the employers in the field that you want to go into. Perhaps you should accept the loss of time in whatever degree you got or whatever jobs you were working before. Take a slice of humble pie and figure out the best way forward from an objective perspective, no matter how unflattering that path might look on the surface level. Our ego blinds us from reality, and if we can't accept reality, we can't improve it. In the book, Ego is the Enemy by Ryan Holiday, he talks about how you can aspire to be either one of two things. You can aspire to be somebody, or you can aspire to do something. And he argues that we live in a world filled with people trying to be somebody. In fact, you're kind of told that your whole life. Go out there and be somebody. So naturally, people want to get their lucky break. They want to be recognized as special. They want to work their way up in the company so that they can eventually sit at the big desk with the big boys. If you're an artist, you really want to be recognized for your talent, you know, get your lucky break, become famous, you know, and everybody wants to be an Instagram influencer or a TikTok star or a YouTuber. They want to have millions of people recognizing how special they are. They want to be somebody. They want to have influence. That's the more tempting option. The other option is to aspire to do something, to get something done, to have a purpose or a mission, doing the best you can do in your craft. This type of person is a lot more concerned about action and education rather than validation and status. The person who aspires to do something in life is a lot more concerned with being useful rather than appearing to be useful or looking busy. This is especially relevant for artists and creatives. If you're an influencer or a YouTuber, I think you really need to hear this as well. If your video, if your art, if your craft, whatever it is good enough, it's its own marketing. You know, if you double down and put in 10 times more effort into your next video, if you put in 10 times more effort into your next art piece, then the work will kind of speak for itself. You know, there's a higher chance that it'll become extremely useful to people, and then the word of mouth effect will start to take place.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.